The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This is KCNR. We have apparently lost our satellite feed. We are attempting to recover the program at this time.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, did you know that you can take classes at Shasta College this summer without paying any tuition? Get a jump start in your college education, tackle that tough class, or get ready for transfer, all for just a registration fee of about $40. Save time and money. That's how Shasta College gives you more. Shasta College has more classes so you can graduate faster, more programs so you can choose your perfect career, more flexibility to work around your busy life, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and high school students and newly graduated seniors can attend Shasta College free during the summer. Just pay the $40 enrollment fee. We made it easier than ever to register. Go to shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650. High-paying jobs are waiting for trained workers today, and Shasta College is here to help you advance your future. Choose more. Choose Shasta College. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We had a slight equipment malfunction. It has been attended to. We now present a encore presentation of Generations with Sharon Clark. This program originally broadcast on February the 28th, 2018.
Someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. If you have any questions for us today, you can give us a call at 605-4567. or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. My guest is Marianne Seifert, owner of Senior Placement Services. And we wanted to talk, Marianne, about navigating all of these living options. So, you know, I do the home care option, but if their home care is not right for somebody, all of these different options are out there. Let's start with independent living, which I think we have three independent livings.
Yes.
In Reading.
Correct.
So we have Shasta Estates, Hilltop Estates, and River Commons.
Right.
Which are all independent living. And one of the things that families make the mistake of doing sometimes is choosing an independent living when they really need assisted living. So tell us what is independent living cover?
Okay. So we have independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing facilities. Mm-hmm. So with independent living, the people who live there are typically independent. They're still an active senior that wants activities. They still, you know, can manage their own self-care, so they can dress and bathe and manage their own medications. But they just want to downsize. So they don't want a house maybe to take care of anymore, mm-hmm. a big house. You know, they don't have to do all that cleaning, and they don't have to cook anymore. So independent living has some great services. They cook the meals, three meals a day. They clean your apartment. It's apartment style setting. Mm-hmm. They launder linens typically. And so if you need services, though, you have to hire them through, you know, an outside agency, a home care agency, mm-hmm. if you do start to need care. But typically what seniors that move into independent living are going to be more of the active senior still. Mm-hmm. They just want to maybe downsize and simplify their life a little bit and have activities and be around seniors that are just like them. So
if they need really any hands-on care.
Yeah, the hands-on care, then if they start to, you know, slow down a little bit and need, you know, care with themselves, like maybe medication reminders, then that's when you have to, the facility itself, the community itself won't provide the care. You mm-hmm. have to hire that in from a separate agency.
Right.
Home care agency.
And I've had family members before not really thinking that through. Move their loved one to independent living when they need all of that service, hire us to come in and provide it, and by then they're paying even more than they probably would have paid for assisted living. So, and those are the things you're going to help them determine.
Absolutely.
When they're, because really, if someone is, you know, been diagnosed with dementia, maybe they're in early stages and they don't need everything yet, this is where you're going to come in and help them go. They may fit into assisted independent living now, but no, you're probably going to have to move them eventually or bring care in. And you're going to help them have that kind of conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that can be not cost effective at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's, you know, those are the things that people look at is how much money am I spending out for care? Can I spend the same amount and get 24-hour care and assisted living? So there's all different variables. And mm-hmm. I would never advise somebody that that has a diagnosis of some form of dementia to move into independent living unless they're truly very, very independent mm-hmm. because it is a progressive condition mm-hmm. and eventually they'll need, you know, 24-hour care. I see it all the time.
Right. And so that's the kind of the lowest level be independent living.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so to jump to the highest level, that's skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. So then there's assisted living, but I want to talk about skilled nursing first,
okay.
which are, you know, 24-hour, you know, medical facilities. There are nurses on staff, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, but assisted living sort of bridges the gap between independent living and skilled nursing. So while skilled nursing, those are medical facilities, assisted living, they're non-medical. So they still can provide 24-hour care. So they'll manage your medications, they'll cook your meals. They'll, you know, help you take a shower and do all your own, you know, self-care.
Hygiene. Mm-hmm.
Hygiene, yeah. So those places, but those are non-medical. So assisted living, they're not going to be able to have people that have IVs or feeding tubes or, you know, bed sores. You know, there are certain prohibited health conditions mm-hmm. that they can't do. Where then skilled nursing, they can do more of the medical. And then also it depends on finances, too, and, mm-hmm. and what's affordable.
Yeah, because independent and assisted are private pay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or long-term care insurance if they have that.
Right, mm-hmm. which is, yeah, considered private pay.
Right.
The only source of financial help available is through the VA, the veterans benefit called aid in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, where you see Medi-Cal or even long-term care insurance that'll cover skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just depends on your finances and what's, you know, mm-hmm. going to be affordable.
And I still hear this saying, you know, it may be time to put mom in a home. And this generation of adult children remember their grandmother. And, you know, what do you mean by a home? You know, if you want to put her into skilled nursing, private pay, $10,000 to $15,000 a month, what do you mean by home? Do you mean assisted living? So figuring out all these different types of environments is a lot for people that aren't familiar with it.
And for an elderly person, when you say home, that implies a nursing home, and that's where old people go to die. Very, very scary for them.
Right. So these assisted livings are amazing. A lot of them in Reading, we have, you know, amazing meals, amazing chefs, beauty shops, exercise classes, all kinds of, you know, wonderful music that comes in, quartets and all. So quit using the word home, saying that. Yeah,
absolutely.
And may I take an opportunity here to interject very quickly? We just got a phone call informing me that the KCNR studio is eligible for some kind of medical program. And I would implore people who listen to this show, never, ever conduct business on a cold call.
Oh, God, that was the call you just got.
Yeah. We're having open enrollment for you, specially designed for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how do you know? But people get sucked into this. And
as we're talking about
with
that
Lucky's,
fraud.
Yeah, with Lucky's fraud thing. Never, when first of all, thank them and get their number. But there's a lot of high-pressure sales to try to get you to start divulging information because your information is valuable.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's funny that call came in during our show.
Yeah.
So in some of those skilled nursings, there's a rehab wing.
Right.
And there's the long-term care side. So many of you may have a loved one that has a fall or a medical setback that they are eligible to go to rehab for a brief stay covered by Medicare. And then there's also folks in those facilities that are either on Medi-Cal, not leaving, that's their long-term care situation, or they're privately paying to be there because they have medical needs that require them to be there.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So skilled nursing facilities are also called nursing homes, convalescent homes, long-term care facilities. So there's all different
rehab
hospitals.
Yeah.
So, but the ones we have here, we have 7 inpatient rehab centers, and out of the 7, there are 6 that also do long-term care. So they have both services. So.
And I think what I have found with clients when they do need to go to rehab in some of these places that have the long-term care site, that is scary for them because there are people there that aren't leaving. And I always try to reassure the family, remind them they're going home, you know, remind them they're leaving because it is like mentally sometimes a challenge for people because they see the people in the hallway that aren't going to get to go home and they get nervous about being there. And it's important for families to keep reassuring them.
Self-motivation.
Yeah, it's like,
self-motivation
to
try to get better and go home or go to assisted living or retirement.
So what would you say to families as far as when they're touring facilities, what are they kind of looking for? And what are they kind of looking for to that are good or bad or just to take in, I guess, a little bit too, right? Just information. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot. And what I do to help give people the tools. I actually give them a list of questions that are most commonly asked when we go on the. That's part what we have to do is go on the tours and look at the different places. But I always give a list, and so lots of questions to ask. How they do their staffing. You know, how many people do they have on staff during the day and at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Other things to ask, how their, you know, fee schedule works, how much do they charge, how do they base their rates, also, what are the extra charges, you know, what's not included, also, what can a facility do for my loved one as far as the care, and what can't they do, when would a person not be appropriate for assisted living, so we all, you know, we kind of go through all of that, and, you know, when you go in and you do the tours, you're going to get a feel for the place. You're going to see the other residents. I always suggest doing tours during mealtime so you can see all the residents that are out of the room. You can just, you know, you can see the food. You can smell the food.
Food's very important.
Food's very important.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of clients I know and clients that we have worked with in assisted living, they're living for mealtimes.
Right.
And getting together and sharing that
camaraderie. So that's the other thing, absolutely, I would recommend during the process while you're looking at places to try to, you know, if they offer it, to have a meal there.
A lot of them will, too.
And a lot of them will. Mm-hmm. And it's welcomed. Mm-hmm. So people shouldn't, you know, be afraid to ask because it's important. Food is a huge part of their day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be important that they like it. But, yeah, and you can always also utilize the Senior Advocacy Center. The Ombudsman's Office is wonderful. They have advocates that go into the assisted living places and kind of stay on top of, you know, what's going on over there.
Regulatory things
and
stuff like that.
And they mm-hmm. also keep a file on each facility so you can call them to see if a facility has any deficiencies or complaints against them. So that's another way mm-hmm. to, you know, check on a place mm-hmm. To know you're making the right choice. So, and I always say go back multiple times, you know, when you're looking at places, don't, you know, just don't do one tour. Go back again unannounced,
mm-hmm.
you know, and...
And I
always say do an announced tour, a tour set up mm-hmm. so you can actually make sure you meet the administrators and the owners. But then do an unannounced tour.
Mm-hmm. Kind of see behind the curtain a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Yeah.
And, I think doing that due diligence and doing that research, and I think sometimes there are people that aren't appropriate to be moved. And in our next segment, I want to talk a little bit more about when it isn't, when you and I think it is good to stay at home. Because there are certain qualifiers, I think, certain situations that people are in, that families get into crisis, they think a move needs to happen, and we might differ on the best way to handle that, and I want to talk more about that, too,
yeah.
when we come back. So we'll take a quick break right here on KCNR 1460 and be back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
Wise men.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And this is KCNR, Shasta Redding, with doing a rebroadcast of an episode of Generations Radio, originally aired on February 28th.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here embracing aging every Wednesday at 9 a.m. live in the KCNR studios. My guest this morning has been Mary Ann Seifert, the owner of Senior Placement Services. It's been fun, Marianne. Gone by fast,
yeah,
huh?
Great.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, too, and we work as colleagues together because there are times families, we're providing home care, or even they might even call my office, and they're looking to move mom. And, again, I stay in my lane regarding that and give Marianne those referrals. But there are times that really the home care solution is the best solution.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about that. And one of those scenarios is hospice.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody is, and a lot of times what will happen is, you know, a family member goes into the hospital says, hey, we've really done everything we can. It may be time to think about hospice care. And the family really panics and they'll call me and they'll call Mary Ann. And this person has, you know, 1 to 2 weeks. And to me, if they can have the support through a home care agency and a local hospice agency
and the family,
and financially support it, a home is the best place at that point.
At that point, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
Those are tough. It's sometimes hard to know, too, with the family if a move is appropriate. But I would definitely agree with you. The times I see people not be able to stay in their home when they're on hospice is if that 24-hour care, if family can't do it and they have to hire the 24-hour care, it just gets too cost prohibitive.
Right. And hospice, once they do introduce, you know, morphine and some of these other medications, they do want a 24-hour mm-hmm. caregiver. And it is pricey if you're looking for agency care. And if a family member, sometimes the family member is the spouse, is all that's there. And this aging spouse can't really be awake 24 hours doing the service,
that's
providing
right.
the care. And so certainly
that's
in
right.
that case, but I have seen family members that have the ability and have the resources and are kind of in crisis mode. And just like, you know, all dad wanted to do was die at home. At the same time, if we need to move him, where can he go? And I'm listening to them they're talking in circles. And I'm kind of like trying to help him, like, let's just get him home with mom. Let me help you do this, you know, and then, you know, maybe a placement for mom is appropriate after that happened. But,
right.
You know,
it's definitely a sensitive subject
right.
for sure.
And one of the things I really respect about you is when you're out there, if you see a lot of resistance to the move, and there's resources that can afford home care, you will refer them to a home care agency.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think the main goal is to make sure a person is comfortable and safe. That's the, you know, I think everybody's you know, intention is to make sure that person is safe. And it's hard to move out of your home, especially if there is dementia. It's really a hard, hard thing for somebody with dementia to move out of their home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as that person's kept safe, and then, it gets tricky.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I
because you don't want to move people against their will because it causes them so much distress. So it's hard.
I've had family members go, well, she's so forgetful here, you know, at home. And I'm like, it may seem like she's forgetful, but she knows where the bathroom is. She knows where her coffee cup is. Think of all the things mom or dad does know in their home, mm-hmm. that once you move them out, they will be lost for the rest of their lives, that they will never know where the bathroom is again. They will never know where their coffee cup is again. They will never know how to turn the TV on again. And again, there are times that the home care, the financial commitment just can't be met.
Right.
So, I mean, I certainly understand that. But if the finances are there, and, you know, we have had, and I know you have worked with some amazing families that absolutely have the attitude of, like, this is mom and dad's money, whatever is needed for them. I have the other families who I don't want to talk about who that is not their priority. But luckily, that's a very small percentage of the people that I deal with in this area. I mean, we really have some amazing adult children that go, hey, I don't care how much money is left in that bank account. And the parents are the ones more resistant to move because they're worried about what they're leaving behind.
Right, exactly.
And the kids are like, no, mom, no. You saved it for a rainy day, and the rainy day is here.
Right.
You know, the best thing you can
but
do,
this is your inheritance.
Yeah,
I want to give it to you.
Yes, and the best thing that they want their parent to do is take care of you so I can live my life and not worry about you and dad. You know, I'm not worried about what I'm going to get at the end of the day. But this generation, I think a lot of the people we're caring for are outliving money, where their parents, you know, passed away much younger and had money to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
That I think we're heading into a new place where we're just going to we're having enough money to age, and there's not going to be a lot left for our children at this point, you know, because we're living much longer with conditions that we wouldn't have been able to live with before.
Right.
So
I helped a lady just recently. She was 101 years old. So really, and then she was just going into assisted living. And she's like, you are a rock star.
Yeah.
Lady.
Those are great.
Just really quick, getting back, though, to the hospice.
Yeah.
A lot of assisted living facilities and residential care facilities, they can care for people who are in hospice. So if you absolutely have to leave your home and you're on hospice, the alternative could be a residential care assisted living that could, you know, take care.
Right. And you can help them
line
that
up. Because they provide the 24-7.
Yeah.
And I can.
And so how do people contact you, and how does your service work?
So, I have an office. If I'm in there, I'll answer the phone. But I'm usually out meeting with people. But my office, I have a phone number there, 222-2250. Is my office number, and then I have a cell phone number that's 530-945-3456. So,
and you have a website?
And I have a website, writingseniorservices.com. And you can contact me also through the website, through email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people hear of me, you know, through their doctors, home care agencies, word of mouth, you know, people that I've helped before.
Social services at discharge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Rehab centers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's different ways to the senior advocacy centers.
Mm-hmm. There's no cost to them for your service.
There's no cost for them to use my service.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, if you need my service, I can explain a little bit more about how that works. I'd rather not do that on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, there's my service is no cost for my families or my, you know. Or their loved ones.
Yes. And I love that because when people, as we said, there's upwards of 45 assisted livings in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm referring families to you, I'm like, do you want to do all this legwork? Let her do it for you.
You
know, you're going to be spending time touring potential communities that wouldn't be the right fit.
Right.
And especially if you're out of town and you're here for a couple days. And
I can narrow down your search very, very quickly.
Yes. And there are times, too, people are looking at placement down the road. You will help them. Maybe they get on a waiting list of a place. Maybe they want a corner room with a view of the garden. You know, this certain scenario where mom's not ready yet, but let's get on the list.
Right.
Because there are times in Reading where there's waiting lists at places that are.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I help people in all different stages of this process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just how you're explaining, they're just starting to explore and they just want to know what's available. And then I work with people that are in total crisis mode that need to make a move right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say plan early.
Right.
Get information early if you think it's remotely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just start the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is definitely something that I've kind of beaten the drum here on the show a lot is what they call the 40-70 rule. When you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, start this dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start discussing, would you want to stay in your home? You know, would you want to get, you know, sell your home and build an in-law quarters? Would you want to move mm-hmm. out of to my mom? Would you want to move where I live,
mm-hmm.
where we can have, we can be, I can have you in my community so I can help you with this aging process. Would you like to live in assisted living? You know, what do you and dad ever want to be separated if that time comes, or do you want to stay together? You know, all those difficult conversations, but again, just little bits at a time, because we see the people that have hit the crisis and have no clue what they're doing. And it's a huge burden to the adult children.
Yeah.
When you get to that scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I said before, knowledge is power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it'll help you with decision making down the road if you just get the information now, you know.
Right.
So it'll ease your mind. You'll feel less of an urgent situation. You'll feel less stress if you have the information beforehand.
Mm-hmm. And I think more independence for that senior. If you know that, you know, the spouse is going to need 24-hour care and the caregiving spouse says, hey, let's move together before this dementia takes over my spouse so mm-hmm. that they can settle into a place where we're both going to age together, rather than waiting until that person's so far gone in dementia that it's a huge move. I mean,
right.
there's a lot of legwork that can be done and a lot of information that can happen through you before and to help ease the burden.
Absolutely.
And to help ease this transition for people.
Absolutely.
So, again, you can reach Mary Ann at her office at 222-2250 or Senior Services.
ReadingSeniorServices.com.
And learn more about, and she'll come to your home, or if your loved one's in recovering in rehab or something like
that,
she'll come to you and go over what services she offers. And
I try to make it very convenient.
Yeah, start the process with you and mm-hmm. start narrowing down your search for you. And you'll even go on the tours with them.
Oh, yeah.
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 And
set up tours
yeah.
and I go with you, make sure all the mm-hmm. questions are answered and make sure you have all the information that you need.
Sounds great.
So.
Well, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That was great, Marianne.
Thank you.
And I want to remind all of you that if you want to listen to any of the archived shows, you can visit generationstalkradio.com. Again, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Generations Talk Radio. And we are live here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And I'm not sure who my guest is next week, but I'm still working on that, so I would announce that. But I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants probably on that. If you ever have any questions or comments for me, you can feel free to email me, Sharon@ReadingHomeHelpers.com. And remember, do not regret growing old. It is a privilege denied to many. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, their newly remodeled store.